A first-time author has written a light, relatable and emotionally powerful, historical fiction novel set in her hometown of Orillia. Behind the Pickle Jar, written by Wendy McQuaig, is about Amy Houston, who is taking some time off work to deal with a high level of stress and anxiety while trying to juggle her career, aging parents, difficult teens, and family dynamics. Houston and her family move into an old farmhouse in the country to take a break from the daily grind. That's where they discover a diary from 1900 behind a jar of pickles in the cellar. The diary contains the story of a family who lived in the same farmhouse at the turn of the 20th century, McQuaig explains. The diary helps Houston reflect on the many things she is struggling with, especially when she is faced with an unexpected life choice, throwing her world into a tailspin, says the author of her debut novel. The book takes the reader on a journey through yesteryear, from horse-drawn buggies and church socials to social media and smartphones. McQuaig drew inspiration for the character of Houston through themes she has experienced during her over 30-year career as a psychotherapist. When I've worked with people over the years, lots of themes have come out in terms of mental health and what people go through, she said. The main character in the book is very anxious, which is a very common theme, and being off work on a stress leave is a very common situation. The atmosphere surrounding the story is inspired by when McQuaig would visit her grandmother in a small town as a child. I was always fascinated by her stories from when she was a young girl, she said. I always enjoyed hearing about her way of life and how different it was, so that's what gave me the idea for writing a historical fiction. McQuaig says the book is about the benefits of living a simpler life and finding a special connection with people. That sort of comes out in the story, she said. That's really the theme of the story. It took McQuaig about 6 years to publish her book. She says she worked on it for an hour each day. I loved working on it because it's such an exercise of imagination, she said. It gave me some time of creativity, which I enjoyed. Local people who pick up the book will read about familiar places, McQuaig says. She did research for her book at the Orillia Museum of Art and History, the Orillia Public Library's Orillia History Section, the Coldwater Canadiana Heritage Museum, and the Simcoe County Museum. They all had terrific collections, she said. It was easy to find lots of information about the past. Behind the Pickle Jar is now available on Amazon for $19.99 and will be coming soon to Manticore Books in Orillia and Georgian Bay Books in Midland. You can also meet McQuaig and purchase a signed copy of her book during her following book signing sessions, SAT. December 2, Shine Juice Bar and Cafe Orillia, 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock Saturday. December 2, Lone Wolf Cafe Orillia, 1:30 to 3:30 Saturday. December 9, Apple Annie's, Orillia, 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock Sunday. December 10, M's Cafe Coldwater, 11 o'clock to 2 o'clock Saturday. December 16, Mega Mindful Living, Midland, 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock Monday. December 18, Homestead Artisan Bakery, Barrie, 12:30 to 2 o'clock Monday. December 18, Picnic, Orillia, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock.